Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's time to be conventional.
Ooh, that sounds fun. It will be fun.
There's one person who probably thinks it's more fun than us, and that is the Reverend Dr. John Sias, Secretary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in studio today. Give us an update on the convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dr. Sias, always good to have you in studio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello there. Great to be here with you.
The 2019 convention, what number is this for the convention?
Oh, you're asking me hard questions.
In all of this paper,
it's in Roman numerals probably,
yeah,
too.
This will be the 67th regular convention of the Synod.
67th.
Wow.
And headed to Tampa this time.
Florida.
Tampa in the summer.
It's really no worse than it is here in St. Louis, frankly.
Can't beat the rates.
Yeah.
At least you got the ocean to look at.
This is true. And you actually get the Gulf. The Gulf breezes as well. So Tampa in July really is no worse than St. Louis.
Well, that's good to hear. If we survive here, we'll survive there.
Tampa in October, different story. It still feels like July.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
but hopefully
we'll not be there that long.
Hopefully the convention does not take that. That would be a really long convention.
We'll have to wrap that up before then.
Do we have a history of extending convention longer than the...
Not that long. They used to be longer in the old days, but probably none longer than a week or so.
Oh, good. Well, like 3 months.
Back in the olden days when you had to travel and you didn't have, the advantage of everybody traveling by air to get there. You made it worth your time, right? You meet for two or three weeks.
That's right.
So meeting in July 2019, the 67th convention, is that right?
Of the LCMS. That is correct.
And so where are we in the timeline in terms of preparation for the convention? What's happened so far?
Right.
Where are we right now in that timeline?
Well, we are approaching the exciting juncture 9 months prior to the opening day of the convention, when a certain number of things close and then a certain number of things open up. The things closing 9 months before the convention... Chiefly, it's the nominations process for the secretary and for the boards and commissions of the synod. So that's a nomination process that any layperson in any congregation or congregations together or other entities can participate in. They can get a nomination form and nominate people for my office or for all the boards and commissions of the synod to which the synod convention is electing people this year. And those things have to be filed with my office by October 20th, 9 months prior to the beginning of the convention, because we'll take those forms and we'll collect biographical information and we'll check references. And then all that's going to go in January to the Committee for Convention Nominations that will put together the slates for the convention in July. So that process is drawing to a close. And at the same time, we've got a couple other processes just getting started. So the first of those is the nomination process for the president and first vice president and regional vice presidents of the synod. And that's a little bit different process than the other nomination system.
How many regional vice presidents are there?
We've got 5 regions of the synod.
Okay.
So a total of 6 vice presidents, including the first. The first is elected at large. The other 5 have to come from one of the 5, reside within one of the 5 regions. And then they're ranked at convention time. But those nominations are done exclusively by the congregations themselves. So every congregation will get a nominating ballot for president, for first vice president, and for their respective regional vice president. And the congregation needs to have a meeting and decide who they will nominate. They get to nominate 2 ordained ministers for each one of those positions. And then those things will get sent off back to us over the course of the next several months.
That is a lot of nomination happening.
It's a lot of nomination going on. So that's one thing that's starting. The second thing that's going to be starting soon is congregations or parishes will also be getting their information to register their presidential voters. The synod started a number of years ago voting for the president before the convention, so that's done by a direct electoral process. And the congregations can look forward here in October to receiving some information on that as well. And so that process is going on, and we're still taking overtures for the 2019 convention.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of paperwork flying through my office.
What are some of the things that congregations are considering right now? Is it nominations only or overtures or what are some of the things happening right now?
So the nominations for president, first vice president, those should be out or arriving soon. And then registering those voters, that's an important process. And all this stuff, of course, you can find on lcms.org under the convention website if you're interested in looking for more detail, or get a hold of my office and we can help you out. But overtures are a really important thing, which I hope congregations out there are considering, because at the end of the day, you know, what is the synod? It is the collection of congregations and the things that they have built together for the purpose of their mission and ministry to their communities and to this country and to the whole world in Jesus Christ. So the congregations really have an opportunity in submitting overtures as requests for convention action to exercise their ownership of the synod and to say, hey, you know, we see how this could be done better, or something new the synod could do, or something the synod's been doing that should be adjusted. This is really their chance to submit those things and, you know, have at it, so we can look at all those ideas at the convention and decide what's best and where we're going to go for the next 3 years at least.
We've talked about congregations. What about circuits or districts? Are there specific things that you mentioned overtures earlier? And
so, the circuits are just finishing the process, which has to be completed again by October 20th, of selecting the delegates that will attend the convention of the synod. So since 1872, synod's convention has been a delegate convention. Not all the congregations are represented one by one by their pastor and by a lay delegate, but a bunch of them get together and send one pastor and one lay delegate to represent 7 to 20 or sometimes more congregations all together. And that's done through the circuits, and those meetings need to be held and those delegates selected by October 20th. The reports of those elections will go to the district secretaries, and then those come here, and we can start preparing those folks to attend in Tampa.
What about at the district level? There are things being prepared at the district level right now?
Well, that's the district secretaries are about to get really busy if they aren't already, and that's with handling those delegate registrations. There are also advisory delegate registrations, which are due. So all the commission ministers of the synod, as well as the pastors of the synod that don't have congregations, they may be retired, they may be working in some outside the parish capacity, those folks are all represented at the convention too. So they've had, had their conferences and elected their delegates. And so all those folks and advisory representatives from district boards of directors and so on are now in the lap of the district secretary, who gets to register them all here with St. Louis.
So there's a lot happening.
There is a lot going on. Yes.
So there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of nominations. And
all the paperwork comes to me.
I hope you love paperwork.
Yeah, well, it's occupational hazard. You know.
So what are some of the rest of the things happening in the next few months then, before the end of the year?
Right. Well, as I said, all those nominations are coming due. The delegates will be registered. The nominations that come in, my office follows up on those and contacts them all, makes sure that all the people that were nominated were eligible and willing to serve, and collects their biographical statements, checks up on the references that are listed, gathers all that evaluative information so that when the Committee on Convention Nominations, that comes together from half the districts every 3 years, when they meet in January, we make sure they've got all that information at their fingertips to try and pick the most qualified candidates for the ballot. The overtures, when they come in, they've got to be gathered together and edited and categorized into what's called the workbook, which contains all those proposals for action, all the reports that come in from the officers and entities of the synod, and that'll go out to the whole synod well in advance of the convention so that everybody can see what there is that needs to be worked on.
So January, there's a meeting that helps prepare for the next step.
Yeah, the Committee for Convention Nominations meets here in St. Louis in January. And those folks are professional church workers and lay people drawn from alternately half of the synod at a time, district by district. They're elected by the district conventions. And those folks have the job of winnowing through all those nominations and setting up the initial ballots for the synod convention for the secretary and for the boards and commissions of the synod, not for the presidium, the president, vice presidents. Those are handled by a different process.
So you mentioned a lot of paperwork. How much is of this process is done electronically? Has anything moved to an electronic platform?
Yeah, some items, because they need to be acted on by the congregations, they, you know, are done on paper. They require the wet signatures of two congregational officers on an official ballot, which can't even be duplicated. Other things, we are moving in an electronic direction. The nominations process, we're trying to, we've adopted some fillable PDF forms, both to make them more readable and to make it easier to send out the subsequent steps of the process, to get the names and addresses out of there so that we can automatically generate and send out a lot of it by email, the subsequent forms to the nominees and to the references. And so that's expediting things a little bit, but it's a process. Any digitization or electronification scheme, you got to kind of bring people along bit by bit.
The digitization and electronification.
Yeah, electrification, I guess. I don't know.
Electronification. I like new that words word. Here. The electronification of the convention. And preparing for the convention. And then once we get to the convention next year, that's a whole nother process, preparing for reporting on that. And yeah, we'll schedule another time to talk about that.
Yes, we will.
That's exciting. Looking at convention there in preparation, you've mentioned a number of people that are involved in this process, in just preparation, hundreds of people probably involved in this process. And then when we get to convention, we're looking at, about 3,000, somewhere around there.
Yeah. You know, as an outside ballpark number, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably about right with, all the delegates and the representatives. And then the other folks that come and attend, there are exhibitors, advisories from a number of places, even representatives of our church partners around the world. So, yeah, there's a lot of energy leading up to those days in Tampa. And as with any big thing like that, it's the advanced preparation and all the many, many people many months ahead of time that put the work in to make sure that it's going to be a productive few days.
So meeting together as we to help us walk together, and particularly this theme, Joyfully Lutheran, that's the theme this year, or this convention, correct?
That is the theme this go-round. Yeah, excellent. We're looking forward to that, and a little play on words that we're joyfully Lutheran, and there's kind of a colon in there. We're fully Lutheran, and there's joy in being fully Lutheran, you know, the full expression of the gospel that we have, and the joy and confidence we have in Christ who forgives our sins and makes us one. So it's a great theme and a very hopeful thought for going into the convention.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. John Sias, Secretary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golsa.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.